Welcome back to Trash Rehash, the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy, and we're back to rehash Survivor. It was the finale of 44.
Yeah.
It's over.
I know.
It feels like it just started in a weird way.
I know. Great, great cast. I'm ready for them to have an actual, like, all returners season so we can see some of these people come back and play again.
So people were talking about seeing a preview. I missed any previews. Was there a preview for, or people were speculating, like, some returners coming back?
I missed a little bit of the ending there, where they did the after show thing.
I never watched that.
Finish that one out, because I wanted to watch Vanderpump. So I just wanted to see, you know, who won, and just a couple minutes after with the after show. So I've not seen any previews yet. That's not to say that they didn't show one. I just did not watch it.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are wanting there to be a returning season or like a second chances. Survivor's always done those, you know, like, mm-hmm. since now we're not in like exotic places, or you gotta give us something, like, mm-hmm. Give us some people that know what the fans want, know how to play the game, and deserve a second chance at it. Maybe went out on one of these silly twists. Be nice.
Yeah, and I don't want it to come back where they're coaches or this and they get blended. Like, no, I don't want mix of newbies and returnees. I legit just want, you know, 16 or 18 castaways of all returning people, even from these last couple seasons, or even, you know, prior to 2020 season. I'm here for it. And those seasons are always some of like my more favorite ones, is when, you know, you get the returnees. And so, and now that they've all played with some of these stupid ass twists, at least they know what to expect now, I guess.
Yeah. So let's talk about this finale. We 2 hours, which now the next season's going to be, each episode's going to be an hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
Which, okay. I don't know. It's hard for me to like stay engaged. There's something going on with Survivor right now with me. I don't know. It's like, I enjoy this cast, but I just think it's the structure of the show. I think it has something to do. Yeah. I think it just is the structure of the show. I think it's a lot of the stuff we've been talking about, that is affecting me as a viewer who is usually really excited about finishing the episode and like, mm-hmm. really finish it at the end. Like, after I got the winner, I was like, okay, I don't really care to mm-hmm. see anything else. But leading up, it was great. I felt like it was a great finale. Yeah. Lots of like unexpected. What was it that you thought was going to happen? What was your
I was a little confused when, you know, everyone and even Lauren herself kept saying that she's a threat and she's got so many friends on the jury, because as a viewer, we never got to see that. I'm not discrediting her at all, but as a viewer, I'm like, what? I had no clue Lauren had these connections because they never freaking showed it. So that was like frustrating as a viewer. Like, I had no clue that you were best friends with so many people on the jury, because I rarely got to see you talk to people, which is on the editor's fault 100%.
Well, and that's maybe what having this hour and a half will give us. Like, I think that's what it is. I'm not invested. Like, I was really invested in Tika, but Tika only is only because we got a lot of Tika because they like everything was centered around them and they made it to the end. As well, damn near close, you know, to the final episode. So I. Like we got to know them, but everyone else, it was just we didn't really. I mean, Danny was you know cool, but no one really. Franny.
But for the most part, we missed out, and I don't know if it also is because Carson, Jam Jam, and Carolyn just have these captivating personalities, so it's easier to film then. But yeah, maybe when they go to this 90-minute time frame, like, okay, well, we do need to explore all the other castmates, so maybe there's not a, you know, winner's edit or a Gabler that somehow, you know, wins,
Out.
because we missed so much that's on the cutting room floor. So maybe this is going to be a good change for Survivor. Definitely was happy for Heidi to win a immunity challenge. That was a big one for her to win. But I will say it again, and I'll say it every season because they're going to keep having it, is the final four tribal fire making.
I was thinking of
I
you the whole time.
don't understand how it's more impressive to make fire than it is to win the final immunity challenge. You know, people are like, oh, she gave it up when she was vulnerable. She was going in, she was too. She won the challenge to guarantee her safety. That is literally everyone was in that same boat. And the other three just didn't win, you know, the final tribal or final immunity challenge. I mean, props to her for being the quickest one to ever make it, but now literally everyone practices it, even off camera or back at home, and it's just it's not exciting. It would have been hilarious if she lost to Carson and that all was for nothing. But yeah, I hate that. I hate that challenge.
Stuff like I don't like hate the whole like making fire part. I just wish like maybe that was like a sudden death like option or something, you know, like
Yeah,
instead of
or
rocks or.
even let's do, you know, instead of doing a final tribal, that it's two people, one person wins immunity, and the other two have to duke it out with, you know, the fire making, so that whoever wins immunity doesn't get to choose who goes with them. They're just safe. The other two have to earn their way to the final tribal or something. But it's just so much of this resume builder, and it's just like it shouldn't have as much merit to someone's gameplay that it has right now. Like Heidi's like, oh, I had nothing until I won that fire. It's like, okay, but you isn't getting to the final tribal enough of a resume builder? I don't know. I just felt like the way it's been playing out, and you know, Cassidy got shit last season because she didn't give up immunity to make fire. It's just, I don't agree with it.
I think it is hilarious that she, oops, sorry, that she decided to make fire, that she decided to put herself in there and do that and then only get like one, I don't know how many votes she got.
She got one.
One. Who was it, Danny?
Yes.
Yeah. And you know why? Because when he asked who did she have as her shield, and she said Danny, he was, oh.
Well, yeah, because that stroked his ego.
That's all I needed, is that because of me, it's because of me that you got here. Like, that's all he wanted to hear, and he was good. But it's funny that, like, it didn't even fucking matter, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't even fucking matter. Honestly, she was weighing more on that than the taking Carson out herself. Like, you know, like, that's what she should have said. Like, instead of, like, I didn't trust that any of them could take Carson out. Like, and if they did, they could pump their resume up. But I knew I could, so I decided to make fire. Maybe she did say that. I don't think she said that, though.
Some of the ramblings at the final tribal were just, it wasn't bad, but some of it's like, okay, we get it. You're in STEM. I don't know why we have to keep saying that. Oh my God,
I know.
Like, I'm not even trying to shit on her profession, but I was like, this has absolutely, like, I had no clue that you were in that until literally this episode. And that does not need to be your answer for every question. Maybe I'm just being a hater right now, but
no, this is where we can talk our shit. Heidi, it was just like, she knew she was fucking up in the tribal. Like, she knew she was, she knew she lost, and she was trying to get back up to potentially winning, and she couldn't catch Jam Jam or Carolyn, even though she did get one pity vote from Danny, an ego vote.
Basically.
But I mean, you know, her saying that she was always, like, at the bottom and fighting, when it was actually, like, Jam and them that were, like, at the beginning. Like, yeah, when it became, like, at one point, Tika was playing the middle, but that's also, like, a really dangerous place. Like,
yeah,
you all had the numbers all the way up until, like, the very end. Like, well, yeah, you all had every opportunity to get them out. So you were duped, is what you were. Yeah,
that's bad gameplay. Like, you knew a three person was kind of aligned together. Even if any suspicions, like, those three should have never even made it to Final Four. And if Carson made fire just a little bit quicker, like, they literally could have all been in the final three, you know?
Oh my God, wouldn't that have been so amazing?
It would have actually been hilarious.
But then Carson would have won. I like that Jam Jam won. I feel like Jam Jam needs it more.
Well, yeah, and just the, well, those three were always together. It's like, yeah, and it was always those three together, and they were outnumbered when it came multiple tribal councils, that none of them were actually protected. So that was bad gameplay that you guys let them get that far.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on Carolyn in Final Tribal?
I'm really glad that Jam Jam won. I think he was a deserving winner. I just wish she would have gotten a few votes. I thought it was going to be a little closer, but I think she probably was a lot more loved by the viewers than she was by the jury. I don't know how seriously they took her. It was weird, though, like, Franny's telling her how much she changed her life and then doesn't give her a fucking vote. Like,
no, I'm what? Like, what the fuck, Franny? I know. Yeah. She, the fact that she fucking, that Danny gives Heidi a vote, but you don't even give Carolyn a vote. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Get changed her life, my ass.
Yeah. I mean, Carolyn not winning, bummed, but also I love Jam Jam. I think he's played an amazingly great strategic and social game. But just bummed, yeah, that Carolyn didn't even get, like, one or two, you know, pity votes. But
Well, the thing is, I feel like Carolyn really, I mean, she just talked a lot about her relationships and a lot about, like not like her social game and like all that. And like her emotions, like she like constantly talked about that instead of like when I look at her game, Carson's game, and Jam Jam's, like obviously they're all very similar, but we know that Carson was running most, like knew the most because he was the number one for both Jam Jam and Carolyn. Like he was getting the most information, he had more knowledge across the board. But second, I think would have been Carolyn. I think that Carolyn could have gotten Jam Jam out if she wanted to so many times. Like more than actually Jam Jam could, I think, could say about Carolyn. Like I don't think people were ever going after Carolyn like they were going after Jam Jam. And that's like something that you could also say is a strength for Jam Jam of like, wow, like you were like at the bottom, you had to fight, fight, fight. But with the help of Carolyn and Carson, like on the backs of Carolyn and Carson is what you could have phrased it as. But I want, like, I just feel like she wasn't, I don't know, maybe not confident in herself on how involved she actually was and how much knowledge she had. I mean, people really underestimated her, but honestly, she wasn't like putting on an act. She just was keeping her mouth shut. She just was not. Like she was laying low and telling the right people the truth. Like she really wasn't lying that much either, like doing the most. And I think Jam Jam, I mean, just he got was messier than Carolyn. I think he flopped around on his trust with people, and
Well, and
people
I
knew where he
think
stood with Carolyn.
Jam Jam was a little more charming about it. Like he would say something and he would just like giggle and then, everyone would forgive him. But I think, yeah, Carolyn should have kind of talked up a bit more. How much she had awareness about what was actually going on in the game. Like she might have acted out differently than some of the other ones did, but she knew a hell of a lot that was going on. I think, yeah, she would have talked that up a little more. Maybe she could have gotten a vote or two, because, like you said, she knew a lot of what was going on and was like, no, that guy doesn't have an idol. No, I need to get this person out and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I think her talking about actual strategic moves would have been helpful.
Well, and like in these shows, like Big Brother, Survivor, where they have a jury and there's a finale like this, and they're being asked questions, there's always like their moment, like the speech that they do, each of the finalists. And, Heidi had hers and also mentioned how she would be, I think, the first Latina winner, maybe is what she said. Oh,
And one's
oldest.
the oldest.
Oldest. I think. Oh, I'm sorry, Heidi, if I said that, and that's not what it
No, I
is.
think it is, or she was like the oldest since like Tina or something like that, which is like actually crazy to me.
Yeah. It's also
Back
strangely
in
specific. I don't know. Okay,
to
oldest
think, yeah.
since Tina. Like, okay, so we're gonna.
Well, also, she's not that old, right?
No, I don't know. We'll see. I'm gonna look that up. But anyways,
Yeah.
you know which speech I'm talking about. She had
Yeah.
her like little thing about, and she like pointed over at Jam Jam a little bit. I don't know. There's a little bit of sass, but then she tried to say like, oh, but we're cool. Jam Jam had his that I think was just a little bit better than Carolyn's. Carolyn's, I think, was the one that was all based around her being an emotional player. And it's maybe you could have talked more about emotional intelligence, maybe talk more about intuitive and how you use that strategically. Like she was really strategic. I think that's just what's, I just, maybe she didn't realize that. Maybe she didn't realize how strategic she was.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm giving her too much credit. I don't think so. I think that the show showed it. I mean,
Well, and I think you or these finalists can kind of read how the jury is acting. Like Jam Jam could tell that, okay, the jury was eating up what he was saying, and he's getting, you know, more and more confident as he's giving answers because he knows, okay, this is exactly what they want to hear. Where maybe Carolyn wasn't was could tell that they weren't, you know, feeling what she was saying, and that she just like wasn't changing her, like couldn't change her answers to fit what they wanted. Where Jam Jam was getting confident, he's like, yep, he's owning up this and this what he did, and clearly it worked out.
Yeah, I think that's exactly. I mean, shit, put me in there, $1 million, choke artist. Like, I would fucking choke. And I'm like, well, there goes my $1 million. I'm screwed. I would not be able to do it. Except, well, depending on who I'm against. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm saying that now, but at the end, I'll be fine. But if it was against like Carson or Jam Jam, you know, like, I can relate to Carolyn for real.
Well, I mean, and all of them like gave like good or like decent answers. I just give them credit. I mean, you're mentally and physically exhausted from all the gameplay, enduring the wilderness, barely eating, and to be able to like remember all this shit that happened and why you did it that day. I'm also always
Starving.
impressed when the Big Brother people can do it. I'm like, I just know my memory is not that specific enough or good that I could remember certain conversations to a T and make that into a nice, pretty, you know, speech or answer.
Yeah, there's no fucking way. Zero, no way. My memory is so shit. I want to go on Big Brother so badly. Like, I've come so close to applying just to be like, oh, fuck it. You know, my work always tells me, like, oh, yeah, if you go on, you could totally do
Well,
it. Like, we would allow it.
who would I podcast
Yeah, get Sam will take my place.
with,
Y'all have to do a couples. You'll get on with my mom. No, my sister. No.
Okay, but we would only be just like talking about how much we're excited for you. It would just
Yeah,
nothing, we wouldn't talk
just
about
be a
anything
quick
else
update.
but you.
No, I would never. I'm too chicken shit. The being filmed all the time. It's not even that. It's honestly just like privacy. Like my Big Brother's totally different. I mean, any honestly, any reality TV show, it'd be the same thing. It's like your privacy of like people finding your like your. Following you on Instagram and all that, you know, and I know it's not that big of a deal. You can go back to your regular life if you want to. It seems like you can, but it
But
doesn't matter. That's a
it's
world that it will never happen, so it doesn't really matter to talk about.
a little more intense than the Survivor.
Yeah.
I love Survivor, but I could easily get down the rabbit hole of Big Brother because like you're watching shit live where it you're under a scope a little bit more, where I totally understand
Yeah, totally different. But that would be the one reality TV show I
that.
would go on. Even though my memory is shit, I would prep. That's the thing. Like, I'd be like, I need to prep for like a year before I apply, and I need to like actually give it a good go. But maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, back to Survivor. So what else from what did you think about the challenges? In the finale, I love the ball one. That's one of my favorites.
It makes me so anxious every time.
Yeah.
But it's a good
That's like
one.
something I'm, that's like a good, that's a challenge that I'm good at. Like hand coordination things. That's my specialty. So this is one that I'm like, okay, I think I would be pretty good at it.
Well, there's so much to that too, because it's hand-eye coordination, also like being able to time things perfectly, and like you need to have a good rhythm, and I think that's just a great final tribal because it doesn't matter, you know, if you're good at puzzles or endurance. Like, this is just literally
the concentration, yeah, patience.
Like, I just love balance, it's kind of a challenge, like, that anyone can win. So I love a challenge like that.
Yeah, same. Because I'm like, okay, see, that's one I could win. Like, I feel like that's the one I can win. A lot of these, I'm like, oh, like, I'm not in shape. But some of these people that go on these shows are just so in shape, you know? Oh, it's yeah. Like, and they make it to the end when they're doing some of those more, like, one of those final four that they have when they're running out.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And doing the
obstacle. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I love that one. So. It is fun, but too. You know, some people would just bust right through it. Like, it's nothing. But like, if I haven't eaten for days, weeks, like, ooh. But yeah, so this is kind of like bittersweet though, ending Survivor. I'm not gonna lie. This was one of the best casts we've had though in a while. Mm-hmm. I would say, like, a very long time.
Yeah. Well, like, I love, you know, the epic blindsides. I love a bitter juror, but no one really, really crossed anyone. And it was kind of nice just having, like, a fun jury too, you know? Like, I love a good, like, bitter question, or like a Sue Hawk, whatever, final tribal question. Like, those are fun speeches, but it seemed like the jury was excited to be, like, juror members, you know, and they wanted to vote for someone who they really thought deserved to win the big bucks. So all around great cast. Sorry.
Yeah, and congratulations to Jam Jam being the first openly queer winner of color. That's what he said.
Yeah.
So Richard Hatch, the first winner, is gay, but Jam Jam, it's not white. So
yeah,
go Jam Jam. Love Jam Jam. From the start, I was like, he's a star. I hope I see him on other stuff, maybe like Traitors, maybe
you know, like Traitors. Yeah, right? That would be good.
I can remember this. So I could see it. I'm happy that we have shows like that now for our faves to go off to, because CBS needs more than just Love Island and challenge.
I just can't get into the challenges as much anymore, but I love that the Traitors, there is physical, but there's so much more of a mental aspect to it too.
And fucking Chance,
fun. It's fun. It's especially if we have a good cast again. Yeah, if he's on Traitors, I would be so excited. He's just one of those people, like, I loved watching. He was funny and goofy, and
I can see Carolyn really being on Traitors too. I can see all of them being on Traitors.
Oh yeah, I mean, and really
them,
great
them being targeted because they're all you know,
yeah.
Or like, that would be the Three Stooges, all three of them. See them going on multiple. I can see Carson going on the Challenge USA, and I can see Jam Jam and Carolyn going on. I can see Carolyn even going on the Challenge. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure we will see them again.
Yes, this is not.
But other than them, I mean, the cast was fine. I see that there was a lot of love for Lauren. Oh, because Sia, did you see that? That Sia gave Carolyn $100,000. So Sia always gives her favorites some money.
Mm-hmm.
And she also gave Carson.
Yeah.
It was Carson. And maybe it was Lauren.
I think it was.
Yeah. Not Heidi. Well, now I'm thinking it wasn't though. Oh no, it was Franny. It was Franny. It wasn't.
Oh, it was? Oh my God.
Yeah, it was Franny. Yeah. So people were like saying how it should have been Lauren. I'm like, Lauren. Yeah. I mean, whatever. Sorry, Lauren. Blame production because I didn't see it. I saw you getting, I saw that you had the numbers. I saw basically that you were snowed by the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Which happens.
I mean, I know for another reason, it's a bummer that Carolyn didn't win because she was your pick for the Survivor pool, which I think this is like the first one, because you've played a couple of times now, where you actually liked the person that you
I had Gabler last time and I won the money, but it was like,
but I mean, back to back going to the finale night, that's impressive.
I know, I might have to put in like a few more people on myself, a few more. Not like it matters, because the money, I guess just more odds of getting the money back. Not like you fucking remember. I think it was like $20, but anyways, what else? Is that it? You want to talk about anything else from Survivor?
No, I mean, we kind of said the same stuff over and over. Great cast. Twists need to change a bit. Hoping to see a little bit more variation in challenges. I felt like we got to see a little bit of that this season, but on more unique challenges and maybe different puzzles that can't be 3D printed.
Yeah, Carson. Ugh, that shit's so fucking annoying. Like, show it off more. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so should not. Like, I'm sorry, but if I'm in production, I'm not like, I'm impressed that you're a super fan, but I'm also like, no, that feels almost like cheating, you know? Yeah. Especially if we're gonna have not new puzzles. Like, why would you do that? That's like someone knowing like the obstacle course route, like, or I don't know. Anyways, I guess they could if they keep them the same, which I don't think they do. Maybe they do. Anyways, so goodbye, Survivor 44. Survivor, it's like bittersweet. It's because I'm excited to just like talk about our like trashy shows. I feel like Survivor's a little bit more classy.
And I know we're not as intense as some of these other Survivor ones, but those are like paid former Survivor members that have, you know, built this following. We just both love the show. We just want to be it to be part of everything else that we podcast, because it's, you know, a classic reality TV that we both, you know, grew up watching.
Yeah, it's like, well, who else am I going to talk about it to?
Yeah.
No one, at least your family watches it. My family doesn't watch Survivor. They don't really watch all the same.
I have a couple of coworkers that watch Survivor, which is like, that's kind of nice. Well, I can like chit chat, but I mean, the other shows that we watch, like, I have like one or two other friends that watch, you know, Summer House or Vanderpump Rules, and absolutely no one at work. They have no clue what the hell I'm, you know, talking about. But Survivor, even if they don't watch it, they're like, oh, I didn't know Survivor was still a thing. So
that's literally like, no, I don't know anyone. Like, everyone's like, oh yeah, I used to when I was like little, like, oh yeah, I grew up, oh, that's still, oh yeah, or I catch it every now and then. No one that's actively watching it or knows of any other fucking show that I watch. Yeah. So every now and then I'll get someone that's like, oh, I've watched The Ultimatum, or oh, I love Love is Blind. I'm like, oh yeah, I mean, I watch them, but that's a very I'm like, yeah, but I also watch like 1,000 other shows. So, but if you want me to put you on some good shit, you should really watch Married to Medicine, or you should really watch Real Housewives. Do you know about Real Housewives? Yeah, but I say, oh, Siesta Key. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, Florida Bama Shore.
I remember telling my friends, and she's like, "You do not watch that." I was like, "I do." She was like, "Oh my god." I was like, "Don't knock it, okay?"
People are like, really? I'm like, look, you. This, everyone has their thing. Like, fuck off. This is my thing. I watch reality TV, and I only podcast about a few of, like, not even, like, I watch so much shit. This is not everything. So, if, I'm happy that we don't talk about everything, because, oh my god, I don't know how I fit all that TV watching in my hour. Speaking of TV watching, in 24 minutes, Vanderpump Rules Reunion Part 2 is airing. Are you watching it live?
So I am not, because there is a different podcast that Sam and I both like, where it's called Taste Buds. It's these two like comedians battle like a different food each week in the podcast, and you know, people on Twitter ahead of time vote between which is better. And a lot of times they're just babbling about random shit. But a couple of weeks ago, they were supposed to do like their first ever live stream, and they canceled it and postponed it to tonight. And like, we bought tickets for it. It was like $15 to stream it. So we can't miss it.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Yeah. Hey, so, it happens. It's not the finale one. So, you know, it's that's how I took it with the reunion part one. I'm like, you know what? It's not even the fucking part three.
Well,
I just have to be free part three.
And I'm recording it. So I literally, once the podcast is done, I will be just.
You get double. Yeah, just double joy. That's great.
So, and I can skip
through I wrote that podcast down, Taste Buds. That's cute. I like that idea.
Yeah, it's
battling of foods.
Sal from, I don't know if you've ever watched Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember I don't remember their names, but yes, I've watched lots of
one of
that.
The hosts, and it's just funny. They're battling like what's better, Domino's versus Wendy's, and they're like calling each other idiots and getting like super.
Oh, I love that, because I have strong opinions about shit like that too. And if it was Domino's versus Wendy's, I mean, it's like a Wendy's. I'm a Wendy's.
Yeah, it's brat. It's really fun to we like to just like watch, because it comes out every Monday. We watch like the YouTube version of it together, so it's kind of fun.
Oh my god. Okay, I'll have to maybe go back and start that. We've been watching a lot of Iron Chef Japan on Peacock. Throwing it back. So good. Anyways, we are also though podcasting, other than Vanderpump Rules, we are podcasting Summer House OG, which there's only one more episode left, which will be reunion part two. Reunion part one.
I'm like torn. I don't want to say too much, but I don't know if I can watch another fucking season of this, of people who clearly don't like each other.
That don't like their job is what it feels like. I like a show where people clearly want to be there filming, you know, they want to be there. Huh, but we'll talk about that. But on the other hand, Summer House Martha's Vineyard, they want to be there. They want to fucking work, and they like each other mostly.
Well, or if they all just want a storyline or to be on camera. So
I love that. So that's what we want. That's what we're here for. Like, feed us.
Exactly.
So we got those. Oh, also, I am going to see Tom and the Most Extras tomorrow. So, change of plans. My mom thought it was next Thursday, and she's not going to be able to go tomorrow. But one of my the only person. So I had to think of who the fuck would go. Like, my mom was the only one, and I was like, Jake's gonna like. Jake will go, but I don't want, like, I don't want to make him go if he doesn't really want to go. And he also doesn't like he's still like weird about like COVID stuff and being inside places, and like he was just like, I don't really want to go. So I didn't even want to, but he's like, of course I would go. But the one person is his, one of his best friends, that's also his hairdresser, who, I mean, we're like kind of friends just through Jake, but anytime he gets his hair cut, she comes over afterwards and he like makes everyone dinner and we hang out for a little bit. And she will talk about Bravo and
I'm the only
one that knows. But the funny thing is, we are on the opposite side on every take, besides the Scandoval.
Yeah.
Like every house, like she's so anti Lisa Barlow. She's, you know, like she, no, you don't know anything about that. Okay. Like on Summer House, she hates Lindsay. Like, you know, like she's, and what's funny is that I can just guess that she's not going to like, I was like, let me guess. You don't, she's like, yeah, how'd you know? I'm like, yeah. Like she's almost has the same reads as my mom. So it's kind of funny for me to be taking her. But we talked all about Scandaval the last time she was over and I was downloading her on T. And so I texted her. I was like, hey, would you like to go? My mom was going to go. We're just going to go to like see how bad it is. Like, make sure you know I'm not on the side, you know?
Yeah.
And she said, oh my God, yes.
That's awesome.
So, yeah,
that'll be fun.
So boots on the ground, as I've said. We'll see. But anything else?
Yeah, no. Sad to close out this Survivor rehashing with you, but you know, it's hard to juggle four shows at a time too. So then we'll get probably a little break over the summer once these other ones wrap up. But yeah, nothing else with the shows we list or rehash. And just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, so follow us and until next time. Bye.
Bye.